We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
The way that God has given unto us all things is through the exceeding great and precious promises, right? This is God's Word to us. This is where our supernatural hope comes from. If you don't have what God has promised, then go to the Word of God and get you some supernatural hope. And besides that, confess it until the supernatural faith comes. Because there's enough faith in every promise in the Word of God to cause the manifestation of it in your life and in the life of every person on the face of the earth, and it'd still be as much faith in it as it was when it started. Faith is the divine energy of God. It is capable of causing the manifestation of the promise that has been given. Now, you know yourself. You go down to the bank, you know, you make a bank deposit. You look at your bank book, you've got $3,000 in the bank, and then the provision's made, isn't it? You know that you can write a check to the amount of the provision that is made. The same way with God's Word. The provision has been made. But if you don't know what provision has been made, how are you going to enter into it? See, you couldn't write a check for $5,000 and expect that bank to honor it when you knew you didn't have provision only for $3,000. Now, I say you can't. Some people do. They call them faith checks. They're not faith checks. They're hot checks. But you see, the provision's made. Now, God's made the provision for us. Now, His method for us entering into this is through faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. It's the evidence of the things you haven't seen. Spiritual things that are not seen is the method. Eternal things, the thing that is not seen is eternal. You can't see faith that comes from the Word of God. It is an eternal force. It is capable of causing the manifestation of the natural thing that you have need of that God has already promised and given to you. Someone said, if God's already given to me all things that pertain to life and godliness, then why don't I have it? I'm glad you asked that question. Have you ever called it? Oh, no, I'm just saying it like it is. As long as you say it like it is, it'll be like it is. Because when you call it like it is, you have what you say and you say what you have. Then you have what you say. The Lord said that to me one time. He said, I told my people they can have what they say. Now that is, if they believe, they doubt not in their heart. They believe what they're saying will come to pass. There's a lot involved in there. I don't have time to teach on that right here. But there's a lot more involved than saying it. It won't work just because you say it. But saying it is involved in working it. You know why? Because faith cometh by hearing the Word of God. If that's true, fear comes the same way. If faith comes by hearing, fear comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God, fear comes by hearing words of the devil. And the thing you feared will come upon you. Job proved that. So the manifestation of whatever you desire comes when you get highly developed. The more highly developed you get in either fear or faith, the quicker the manifestation will come. Now God's method is this, to call the thing that's not manifest. Now you understand, we're not talking about calling for something God doesn't want us to have. We're talking about calling for the thing that God's already given us, see? God's not going to do any more than what He's already done to supply our need. You know that? Jesus died. He became the last sacrifice. He's redeemed us from the curse. It's not up to God to do all these things now. It's up to us to act on the promise that He gave. Now, the problem has come is misunderstanding. We've misunderstood some things. Kind of like the little boy, you know, in Sunday school class, and teacher said, who knows what a lie is? Well, he stuck up his hand and he said, I know. Well, what is a lie? Well, he says, it's an abomination to God and a very present help in time of trouble. Well, you see, both of those statements are in the Bible. But the present help in time of trouble was not talking about the lie, you know. A lie is abomination to God. But us don't get them mixed up. So misunderstanding of certain things holds us in bondage. God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Not because the devil's agreed. He's so powerful, but because of lack of knowledge. You can't believe any further than you have knowledge. How many of you know that? You've got to have knowledge of something before you can release your faith. And if you don't know God's given it to you, how could you have faith to get it? Because you know faith cometh by hearing what God said. If you don't know what God said, faith didn't come concerning that thing. You may have faith in God to be saved, to be healed, to be baptized in the Holy Ghost, and to go to heaven. But in the area of finances, if you don't know what God said about it and don't know how to call it into manifestation, you may live your life out in poverty on this earth, die and go to heaven, and never tap into the things that God had available for you here in this life. So what's God's method? Call the thing that's not manifest. Isn't that simple? Now, I said there's a problem area of denying things that exist. Now, I know when we began to teach the faith message that some people got a hold of it and got parts of it, and they began to deny that they were sick. They'd be coughing or sneezing, their nose running, and they said, "No, I don't have a cold. I don't have a cold. No, I don't have a cold. Don't you try to put that on me." Well, you don't want to go around confessing you're sick all the time either. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to establish the present circumstances, but what is the answer here? What is God's method? God's method is to call for the thing that's not manifest. Now, what is not manifest? If I'm sick, if I've got a cold, if I have the flu, then the answer is to get healing, right? Get my body well. So I start quoting scriptures, causing faith to come. In fact, we should have been quoting the scriptures and had faith there. I mean, here's the best thing. Use your faith on the front end and don't get sick. Amen. But after you get sick, we've already missed it, you know. But let's still work on it, all right. Now see, this is not the only method, but it's a method. There's nothing wrong with taking medicine, far as I'm concerned, if you need it. Like I said, I like to use my faith on the front end. Keep from getting sick. If I get sick, I've already missed it. You know, if it's something terminal, you may die before you find out where you missed it. So let's don't get so self-righteous that we say, "Well, bless God, I'm not going to take medicine." Because if it takes that to get us back on our feet, then don't be condemned by it. You see what I'm saying? You've got to develop yourself in this. And if you're not developed there, don't feel condemned about it. But begin to call things. Now, here's the answer. You call for healing. You say, "The Word says, by His stripes I'm healed. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law, all sickness under the curse. Thank God, I believe I received my healing." The Bible says they'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And they laid hands on me, so I must be recovering. Thank God, I'm calling my body well. My body's well. Now, don't go tell your neighbor that. Don't tell the unbelieving church members. You hear me? You'll save yourself a lot of trouble. You're the one that needs to hear it, not anybody else. You need to hear it. "Thank God I'm calling my body well." Body, you listen to me, I'm calling you well. "Thank God I'm well." "You're well, you're well, I'm calling you well." Somebody said, "How can you say your body's well when you hurt?" That's all the more reason I ought to be saying it's well. I'm calling it. I'm calling it. It's not here yet. Health is not in my body. I'm calling it. Are you getting this? I'm going to say it so many ways you're going to get it. Why would I want to call sickness if it's already there? Why in the world would I want to say, "I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick. Oh, dear God, I'm sick." But yet, you don't deny what exists. I don't deny that sickness exists. I deny its right to exist in my body. Amen. Now, see, that's the answer. Now, when you call healing into the body, when it shows up, what happened to the sickness? I don't know and I don't care. See, it reduced to nothing the thing that was. The thing that was that I was sick. But when I called healing and called it until it came, it reduced the sickness to nothing. Now, can you see that? All right, take it over in another area, in the area of finances. Somebody said, "Well, I'm going to get out of debt. I'm just going to say, well, I'm just going to start saying I don't have any debts." And they may owe everybody in the county. "Thank God I don't have any debts, don't have any debts, don't have any debts." Now, if you could get out of debt that way, which I don't think you could, but if you could, You might die of starvation. Did you know most people that die of starvation don't owe anybody anything? So that's not the answer, getting out of debt, is it? Oh, it'd be good to be out of debt, but see, that's not the total answer. What's the answer? Abundance. Thank God, because I've given, it's given unto me good measure. I sow bountifully, I reap bountifully. My God has made all grace abound toward me. Now, when abundance comes, see, somebody said, how can you say you have abundance when the rent's due and you don't have the money to pay it? That's all the more reason I ought to be calling it. Are you listening? You're calling the thing that's not there. Why would you want to call the thing that is there? I mean, why would you want to call lack? Ooh, lack, ooh, lack, 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 lack. Somebody said, what are you doing? I'm just calling it like it is. Yeah, as long as you call it, it'll go home with you. And it'll buddy up with you. And the devil will do the same thing. Why in the world would you want to call what is? No need to call what is. It's already there. You team up with God and call the thing that's not until it is. And then when it is, it has reduced to nothing the thing that was. Abundance will do away with the debt. Can you see that?
I appreciate you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. Now, we're talking about calling things that are not this week here on the broadcast. Now, sometimes people say, well, now, what do you mean calling things that are not? Well, we're just simply talking about the scriptural principle that teaches us to call things that are not manifest as though they were manifest until they are manifest. That's what God called calling things that are not as though they were. In the fourth chapter of Romans, the Apostle Paul says that God taught Abraham to call things that were not as though they were. And if you don't understand that principle, you're probably going around calling things that are as though they are, exactly like they are, and they are. And they will always be that way if you continue to do that. But if you will call the things that are not, they'll come. See, so many people get wrapped up in calling it like it is. And you hear people saying, well, you know, you just have to say it like it is. No, you don't. The Scripture doesn't teach us to call it like it is. The Scripture teaches us to call things that are not as though they were until they are. Now, that's the scriptural basis for it. You don't get but two verses into Genesis chapter 1 until you find God calling things that are not as though they were. He looked out and saw darkness, and he said, light be, and light was. He called light out of darkness. Now, how can you call something when it's not out there? He called for what was not there. If you just walk in an elevator, and you're going to call it like it is, and you're on the first floor, and you punch the first floor, guess what? You're going to stay right there on the first floor. The doors are going to open again. And you say, yeah, but I wanted to go to floor 5. Well, you punched the wrong button, and a lot of you are punching the wrong button and wondering why you didn't go somewhere or something didn't change. That's offer number 7215, entitled Calling Things That Are Not. It's two CDs for $15 plus $4 postage and handling, a total of $19. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this Charles Capps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.